Give us this day our daily bread. In some ways, this sentence is the very heart and essence of the Lord's Prayer, in my opinion. And I want to consider in some detail what this seemingly fairly simple sentence means. The core, the essence of this petition is bread. Give us bread. As has been said about this sentence, it can be prayed by a child asking for bread and butter. It can be uttered by someone in that agonizing zone between abandonment and survival. There are many layers to this word bread when we pray this prayer. But let's start with the most obvious one. It is a prayer for bread. Give us bread. A reminder that our God is a God who supplies our most basic human needs. Bread, water, shelter, clothing. Our God is a God who cares about our bodies, our living. God is not just abstract and up there, you know, thinking theoretical thoughts. God is involved in our everyday life, providing our most basic needs. That's why God sent the manna to the Israelites there in the wilderness for 40 years to give them something to eat. Also, maybe because he was getting tired of them complaining, but that's a whole nother issue. This miraculous bread every morning would appear on the ground. And not only that, if you read further into the story, God would also send flocks of quail that would land right outside the tent, like fast food. You know, you just walk out and there's your meal. Pluck it, cook it. Our God is a God who supplies our basic needs. Give us bread. And so God gives us bread. Now, God doesn't always give us filet mignon. As the great Gregory of Nyssa, writing in the 4th century, said about this phrase, and I quote, "So we say to God, give us bread, not delicacies or riches, nor magnificent purple robes, golden ornaments, or precious stones, or silver dishes. Nor do we ask him for landed estates or military commands or political leadership. We pray neither for herds of horses and oxen or other cattle in great number, nor for a host of slaves. We do not say, give us a prominent position in assemblies or monuments and statues raised to us, nor silken robes and musicians at meals, nor any other thing by which the soul is estranged from the thought of God and higher things. No. But only bread. Give us what we need this day to survive, and God gives it." Of course, as Moses reminds the people in Deuteronomy, though, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. So God provides us, and we ask for this when we ask for bread, not just physical food. We also ask for God to provide spiritual food. The Word of God, the Bible. Feed us, God. Give us the time and the inclination to turn to your Word, to say some prayers, to spend time with you, O God. Give us a faith community where we can be fed and nurtured. Give us a community that will support us in our journey spiritually. give us spiritual food as well as the physical food we need. That's part of bread. Certainly, we are reminded of communion when we pray this prayer. I so wish this was the first Sunday of the month and we were actually having communion today. But that's also part of this bread that we pray for. Give us reminders, sacraments, and other reminders of your presence, God, and all that you give us. That's part of bread. And that leads us to the most important aspect of bread, the living bread, Christ. This is sort of the controversy that Christ finds himself in John's Gospel in the 6th chapter, as he starts talking about himself as the true bread from heaven, the bread of life. And the people start getting a little scandalized. What's he talking about? Are we supposed to eat his flesh? And Jesus says, yes, eat of me. And that causes a little bit of confusion. But what he's saying, and what we are saying when we pray, give us bread, we are saying, give us the true bread from heaven. Give us Jesus. Give us salvation. Not just food, not just spiritual comfort, but salvation itself. Save us from ourselves. All of this is wrapped up in the little word, lahem, bread. Give us bread. Physical, spiritual, Christ-like bread. In other words, give us everything we need. And notice we say, give us this day our daily bread. It was Jesus who also said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will bring troubles of its own. Focus on today. So again, let's go back to that manna that God provided in the wilderness. Do you remember? The people would find it every morning on the ground, and God said, take as much as you want for today. Of course, like us, they got out their Tupperware containers and tried to save it. Just in case God didn't come through. But they couldn't. It would rot. God said, rely on me. I will provide each and every day. So we pray for our daily bread, for today. Give me what I need today. And when tomorrow becomes today, I'll pray for that day. The real brilliant aspect of this sentence that asks about giving us today our daily bread is it obviously encourages us to pray this prayer every day. If we prayed, give us this week our weekly bread, we wouldn't have to pray it every day. But because Jesus so brilliantly asks us to pray for our daily bread, he requires us to pray it daily. And makes us have to rely on God and trust in God. And that's why we say, give us. God, give it to us. God, the one who can, the only one who can provide us everything we need for today. And finally, notice again, it's plural. Just like the beginning of this prayer, our Father, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Now, who's the us? Well, it's not just me. It's not just you. We don't say, give all Presbyterians this day their daily bread. We don't say, give all Democrats this day our daily bread. We don't say, give all Americans this day our daily bread. We say, give us. Who's us? Everyone. Every single human being, some might even want to throw in every single creature in the world. Give us what we need this day, all of us. Even when you pray this prayer all by yourself, you're praying for everyone. So notice what this simple sentence really says. Give everyone in the world today everything they need. That pretty much covers it, doesn't it? You don't really need any other prayer than this sentence because it covers everything. Give everyone everything they need from you today, God. You ever found yourself talking to someone who's having a particularly rough time and you don't know what to say or what even to pray for that person? Here you go. Give them today their daily bread. Ever been unsure what to pray for in a situation that you're in? Give us this day our daily bread. God, give us everyone everything we need. This could be the summation of our prayers of the people every single week. Here are our prayers. Now give us this day our daily bread. It takes care of everything by lifting it up to God. And I'm also reminded of what writer David Reed has written about this phrase. And particularly he's focusing on the word us. In the mind of Jesus, us has one vast inclusive meaning. It is the whole family of mankind. When you kneel after a day in which your own bodily needs have been cared for and say, "Give us each day our daily bread," your prayer not only reminds you of your plenty, it is for the feeding of that family, perhaps not so far away, where there are too many mouths for the food available. For that emaciated boy sleeping on the streets of Calcutta. For that woman in the Andes who has nothing for her children tomorrow. For all whom Jesus teaches us to remember in this prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. We are joining in the cry of the family to which we belong. And as with every prayer that Jesus prompts, there must be action to follow. Could you sit down with a hungry man before a loaf of bread, say grace, and then eat the whole of it yourself? When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we are looking to God to supply our every need. We are looking to God to supply everyone's every need. And we are saying, let me do my little part as well. Seems like such a simple sentence, doesn't it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Amen.